Today I speak with David Jenkins from Cambridge, England. He is working for the Kellen Method organization and is head of international business development. The Kellen Method is a well-established, more efficient approach to teach English, which has been around for quite a while and works very well with learning English. And today I speak to David to find out more about this method and what's behind it and what makes it work.
David, Good morning.
I'm so happy that you could be here.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting me.
So let's start with the background of the method and the founder, Robin Kellen. How did you come up with it? What's the background of it?
The story with Robin Kellen is he went to Italy as a young man and started to teach English with a well-established language school, which is still around today. And his thinking was that it could be so much better. He found that people were studying for a long time. They were making very slow progress, and at the end of it, they really didn't have the confidence to be able to speak the language in a real situation. So he decided that he was going to go back to England and sit down and think about creating a method which would work better and would specifically deal with a lot of those problems that he could see. And it obviously worked. And I think, you know, winding on a good number of years, you can see that those problems still exist in language learning generally. And, you know, he was a man well ahead of his time, really.
So what were these problems?
Well, the main problem was that people were learning the theory of language, but they were never exposed to hearing the language spoken in a natural way. And so they could learn a language on paper and do exercises and do translations, but when they went out into the street, they couldn't communicate with people locally. They lacked the confidence and they lacked the skills to understand what people were saying in a real situation. So Robin Kellen, the first thing he did was to say, okay, well, when a teacher goes into the classroom, they speak at a normal or even faster than normal speed, not a slower speed, but a faster speed. So from the very, very beginning, students are getting used to learning to listen to the language spoken at speed. So that's the first thing. And quite different, I think, from what happened, certainly quite different from what happened when I learned languages. And so that was the key thing. But the next thing was that pronunciation and correcting mistakes was something that would be done immediately and very quickly, so that students did not feel any kind of embarrassment at making a mistake, because the minute they made a mistake, they would always be corrected, and it would apply to everybody. Everybody would be corrected as they're going along. And so consequently, the pronunciation became less of an issue because students would have the confidence that they're learning to actually pronounce words correctly. Very important to them.
And if you get corrected really quickly, a lot, every time you say something, wouldn't that make the learners more self-conscious or embarrassed?
No, I really don't think it does. The student is corrected. It just becomes a regular part of the lesson. There's no embarrassment or stigma to it. People expect to be corrected. It's unlikely that somebody is going to speak a foreign language and pronounce words correctly. I can understand why you say that, but I really genuinely think that this becomes a part of the learning process, and the teacher helps. And Kellen Method is all about the teacher helping the student to produce what they need to produce. And it works, and it gives people the confidence because they know that they can then go out and be understood and understand other people. Mm-hmm. So I think that's, you know, the proof of the pudding is in the eating, and it's definitely proven to work.
Okay, before we go more into that, why it's proven to work and what makes you say that it is better and proven, let's first talk a little bit more about how it's exactly set up. Like, let's say I come into the classroom, what I expect, how can I imagine myself being at a Kellen Method lesson?
Well, the first thing to say is that every lesson is predetermined, so it's structured and it's going to be the same format each time you go into a Callum Method classroom. And 70% of the class is going to be questions and answers. So it's going to be listening and speaking, as we've just said, at quite a considerable speed. And the process of learning as a complete beginner is quite different from when you've already got some knowledge of the language. Because when you have some knowledge of the language, you can listen to explanations using the language that you have. So the difficult part, or the more challenging part, is right at the very beginning when you have nothing at all to work with. And then you're looking at the teacher, and the teacher is going to be depending very much on mime and context. So if he's going to teach a pen, he's going to be showing you a pen and the floor and whatever it is he's teaching. He's going to make it very, very clear what it is he's saying. And through a series of questions, you will be asked a question, and the answer to the question will be a full sentence. So what is this? This is a pen. What is this? This is a pen. And you will be asking the question, and you will also be answering the question. As the teacher, you will be asking the question to the student, and the student will be answering it with the teacher. Now, over 2 or 3 classes, that will change ever so slightly, in the sense that the student, after 3 or 4 classes maybe even, will be answering that question by themselves. At the beginning, they won't. They won't have the knowledge, and they won't have the skills to answer it completely. They will have heard it once, and it will be coming back to the teacher. So the teacher speaks with the student, so they're asking a question and answering the question. And revision is a very big part of Callum Method. So what you learn today, you're also going to see it tomorrow, and you're going to see it the next day, or whenever your next class is. So it's a really, really crucial part of the whole process, is that you're going to learn something. It's going to be new to you, but tomorrow you're going to see that same thing again, and you'll see it again the day after, and the day after that. And so through that process, every class is built up on the basis of 80% revision and 20% new work. And as I say, when you're starting in the very first class, that's slightly different because you haven't got anything to revise, so everything is new. But apart from those first 1 or 2 classes, that will always be the principle of learning Callum Method, that you're going to spend 80% of every class revising, and 70% of the class will be listening and speaking. And then the other 30% you'll be reading and writing. So you get the full range of skills that you would in any with any method, but the emphasis is very much more on listening and speaking than traditionally has been the case with other methods.
You want to give me a little demonstration? You're the teacher, I'm the student.
I was hoping you weren't going to ask me to do that, but I'll be very happy to. So this is a pen. What is this? What is this? This is a
This
pen.
pen.
It's a
When I
pen.
answer?
It's a simple process. Where do you live? Where do you live?
Berlin.
I live in Berlin.
So
I
when do
live
I answer?
in.
At what point do I answer the question?
You will. The teacher will ask the question twice, and the teacher will always give the first 3 words of the answer. And then the teacher will try to help you with the answer. So do you live in a house? Do you live in a house? Yes, I live. And
Yes, I
then
live in a house.
in a house. Yes, I live in a house.
Okay.
Okay, it's a very simple explanation, but the process is always the same. So you will always hear the question twice, and the first 3 words of the answer will always be delivered immediately. So the idea is to make sure that the pace is always kept up. So do you live in a house? Do you live in a house? Yes, I live. And the question will follow on very quickly from the answer. The start of the answer will follow on very quickly from the question. And then you will be helped with the question. If you don't know the answer, you will be following the teacher. So the teacher will be giving you the answer. It's not trying to catch you out. and not trying to test you. So if you don't know the answer, the teacher is going to give the answer. And it's very important that the teacher always gives the answer as well as the student, because if you're teaching in a group of people, it's important that the rest of the students in the group get to hear the answer spoken in exactly the correct way.
Mm-hmm.
So not only the person that you're directly teaching, but the rest of the group. So they get to hear the question, they get to hear the answer, and the whole thing moves at speed. And when you're working in a small group, nobody knows who's going to be given the next question. So everybody's on the edge of their seat, and they're, you know, wondering if it's going to be them that's next. So it's a slightly different dynamic if you're teaching in a one-to-one situation as if you're teaching in a small group.
Mm-hmm.
But that's how it works in a small group. And the teacher will move around the room in a random format. So you never know, nobody ever knows who's going to get asked what next, but everybody gets an equal amount of practice.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Sorry to put you on the spot there, but I just
That's okay.
It was
That's okay.
interesting to see it. Okay, then let's get back to the question before. You said it's proven. Can you elaborate on that?
Well, it's proven in the sense that the method has now been around for more than 40 years. And there's a growing network of schools who are using it in countries where there's obviously traditional methods and there's common method. Brazil is a country I know well because I used to head up operations for Brazil for Calum method. And in Brazil, you have a situation where you've got thousands and thousands of language schools, and every city has a franchise operation, and the marketing of these is quite aggressive, and 95% of the students in the country will learn through these major programs through the franchises. We have found, I say we, in terms of the Calum method schools, have repeatedly found that students leave those schools and come and join a Calum school. And the speed that they make as soon as they join the Calum school is hugely, hugely greater than what they've done. So we'll very often find that somebody will come to us, come from a traditional language school, they've been there for 2 or 3 years, and they are unable to communicate. They really are unable to communicate. And we've seen how those people, within just two, you know, just maybe a couple of months of studying Calum method, have already made more progress than they did within 2 or 3 years of going through the old traditional methods. So it's a visual thing. The other thing I would say is that a lot of people who own language schools actually learn to speak English through Calum method themselves. And that's what inspired them to open a language school, because they could see, you know, they would learn English with Calum method, surprise themselves and think, wow, I never actually thought I was going to speak English. And if I can do it, then it must be pretty good. And so a lot of people who never really thought about opening language schools started out life as a student and were so impressed with Calum method that they decided to open a school to do it. And some of those people, I can think of some of, you know, one or two that have now gone on to own a big group of schools and are now opening a franchise operation with Calum method at its core. And, you know, these guys have tried and tested different things, and their students have tested different things. And I think the success is measured by the fact that people are contacting us all the time saying, I've heard about Calum method.
Mm-hmm.
Where can I go and study this? So it's marketed itself through its success. The company has never really promoted itself as with any form of advertising. So the fact that it's used in over 30 countries has happened by itself.
Mm-hmm.
It's happened by itself. The Calum method organization has been reactive rather than proactive. So we have gone out to countries to run training programs, which has all been at the request of people who've made contact with us.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really only now that we see that there is a great possibility to we can we can push this a bit harder ourselves and do more. But everything that's happened today has really happened by itself, and entirely through the strength of the method, because that's the only thing it's that's caused it to grow in the way that it has.
And what's the grand scheme of things when I'm learning English through the Callan method? How often do I have to go? What do I have to do at home? So how can I imagine a week of learning English with the Callan method?
Well, that is a good question, and it's very much dependent on what the school and the student want to do. Because we as a method, we can make a suggestion. We can make a suggestion of what we think is the perfect situation. And the perfect situation would be little and often. So if you have the opportunity to do a Callan method class every day or every weekday, that is the perfect scenario. But we don't live in a perfect world, and of course people have busy schedules and they learn other things and they play sport and go to the gym and do all those other things. So it's really a question of how much time the student wants to commit to the project. But I would say this, that if you study English once a week, that's 6 days that you've got to forget it. And you are going to spend more time trying to recoup what you learned the previous week if you've not studied for a whole week. So it really is a question of what I would say to a student is, look, whichever method you use, learning a language is a big process. We can make it more successful for you, but we can't convince you that you do it without a lot of time. It does take time. It's a few hundred hours, you know, maybe 300 hours of studying. And so it's a common sense calculation, really, that if you've got to do 300 hours, if you do 1 hour a week, it's going to take a few years. And if you do 1 hour a day, it's going to be very much shorter. But that process is further exaggerated, because if you're having four or five classes a week, the revision process is so much better and the speed of learning is so much better, purely because you're not forgetting as you're going along. So really, every school, we as an organization accredit schools according to they need to show to us that they are teaching to a good standard. But how they run their businesses as a language school is entirely up to the schools. It's not our place to dictate to schools how they run their businesses. So if they insist that they want to offer classes just once per week to a student, we can't stop them from doing that. But we can advise, and our advice is certainly try to get as many classes per week as you possibly can. Now, the optimum length of a class would ordinarily be 50 minutes, and the classes are 50. And the structure of the classes are generally in units of 50 minutes. But that doesn't mean that if a school particularly wants to have classes of 90 minutes, then fine, or whatever they decide they need to do, that's really up to the school to decide how they want to structure their program. The only thing that we would, as Callan Method, insist upon is that the balance of the class, the proportion of the learning, is not interfered with. So you must make sure that the balance of new work to revision is the same balance, that the proportion of time spent listening and speaking is the same proportion. So it's the proportions that are more important than the minutes, if you like.
Yeah, it's like the compound effect with learning anything or even running. If you run once a week, you won't have, if you run in comparison to if you run every day, you won't have seven times as much the benefit, but much more because of the compound effect. Yeah,
and, absolutely. And we really do see this.
Yeah, that's just general in language learning. That I always tell, like, funny. Once a week, no point.
Exactly. And I'm sure. And then what we do is we have a platform, an interactive platform, that students can go online, and this is additional, this is voluntary, if you like, so it's not actually part of the course, but students can go and they can practice all the things that they've learnt in class, and they can go online and practice it. And again, that all reinforces it, and that they practice the four skills, and you can actually practice speaking and listening, and doing everything else. So, yeah, it's a quite, as you say, whether you're learning to play the guitar or learn to speak English or become an Olympic athlete, you know, the more time you put into it, the faster the progress is going to be. No question. Yeah. And Callum Method is no different in that sense. I mean, Callum Method is no different. That applies to whatever you're learning, but. But you'll certainly see the benefit of it with Callum Method, and it builds up the confidence. No question about that. Yeah.
What happens after 300 hours?
Well, hopefully, after 300 hours, you speak pretty good English. It really depends what you, as a student, are learning for, and you know why you're learning the language. What happens with most students is that they are satisfied with the level of English they've achieved, and so they just go out into life and they feel confident to be able to use the language in a business context. They feel able to succeed in examinations, because a lot of students, of course, are learning, trying to gain qualifications, and so, you know, we expect to see the results that students would normally expect according to the amount of time you put in. But the important thing is, I think, is that with, and this is slightly repeating myself, but a lot of students who learn through traditional methods put the time in, and they're able to pass the examinations. But what they can't do is speak and communicate. So a lot of people are able to get these certificates, but they cannot communicate. And what we are saying at Callum Method is, you know, we will get you these certificates, but hey, you'll be able to speak to people as well. And at the end of the day, that surely is why you learn to learn. You know, you'd like to think that that is the reason people learn a language. Sadly, it's not always the case. And because in more and more countries, we do have a situation that people are studying English and they're actually not really very interested in English, but they have to do it because they can't graduate in their chosen subject unless they've got a certificate to say that they've achieved a B1 or a B2 in English. So we do have situations where people learn to speak English just because they're forced to do it, sadly. But so it's an extra, it's two things for the price of one, I would say. Getting to speak the language, you're getting the qualification. And you're getting the confidence. I mean, I think the confidence is, I keep using this word, but I think it's a really important thing, because people naturally, a lot of people are just very shy, and their shyness is exaggerated when they're in a context of a foreign language. So if you make people feel comfortable with being able to use the language, you've really accomplished something there.
So I want to get back to what you said about the practice online and the hours that you have to put in. So basically, you, let's say, 300 classes, that's 1 year of Monday through Friday classes. And so what do you do apart from that? Like, you were talking about this this online material where you can practice. So what do you have to do outside of the classroom?
Well, you don't have to do anything. It's not obligatory. And to be honest, if you're doing classes every day, the need for that would be less. But it's just reinforcing. It's just practice. You're practicing speaking and pronouncing. It's self-correcting, so you can speak and you hear how a word should be pronounced online. So from a teacher's point of view, it's great, because the teacher does not need to get involved in this part of the process. The student works entirely by themselves, so it's not homework. It can be used for homework, but it's a self-study, and it's just an enjoyable thing to do. And it depends on how diligent the student is, whether they do it. So it's not the case that they won't progress if they don't use the platform, but by and large, all every extra practice helps, doesn't it? So,
Of course.
yeah.
And what's the difference between the online and offline programs? So there is also possibility to take Kellen classes online, right?
Yes, there is. Kellen Online operates as a separate business from Kellen Method Organization. So although it's under the umbrella of the same company, it operates as two completely separate departments. So Kellen Online offers one-to-one tuition for in English and also in Spanish. So that's one-to-one, and that is completely separate from the core business, which is essentially teaching, usually teaching groups through language schools. So the Kellen Method Organization, and that's the side that I personally work on, we're working together with language schools and sometimes registered teachers also, who not necessarily a school, but they might be a registered teacher going to companies and teaching in companies. So it's a completely different, the way that the method is taught is exactly the same in terms of the books, using the material, the question and answer, the whole process is exactly the same. But the online, you're usually working in a one-to-one situation, and the classes are therefore shorter because it's very intense. So instead of a 50-minute class in a small group, you're generally looking at a 25-minute class as a one-to-one, as a one-to-one thing. So yes, so it's a two different aspects to the business. We realized a few years ago that obviously online learning is here to stay, and it's very important that we, and it wasn't the core side of the business. The core side of our business was helping language schools, but we realized that if we did not teach Kellen Method Online, somebody else would be doing it. So we felt that it was important we do that as well, so that we can give people the choice. And there is also the option for students within language schools to use Kellen Online, or the schools themselves integrate Kellen Online with what they offer. So you can have a blended learning situation where students go to class two or three times a week, but maybe somebody has to travel on business, so they can have a class online to supplement it. And the great thing about Kellen Method is that it's a very finite, because every paragraph and the teacher is working through a program which is predetermined, then it's very easy for somebody to take over from where the last teacher finished. It's a very simple thing, because it follows on. It will be recorded. The last word of the last class will be recorded, and the next teacher will take over. And there's no duplication, or there's nothing missed out. It's a very smooth transition to go from one teacher to the next. And that is a slightly different. I'm answering a different question slightly, but it also, it's a great advantage for language schools to be able to do that, because it means you can move from one teacher to another, and very often that creates difficulties in other language types of language school, where another teacher takes over and they don't really know what they're doing, and they wait for the students to tell them that they've already done, you know, material was done yesterday. We've all been there with that. So yes, online and school activity, two different types of market, really.
And you were saying the online classes are one-to-one. How many people are in a offline class?
Generally, we would say an ideal number would be a group of probably 6 to 8 students would be perfect. It can be smaller and it can be a little bit larger, but we wouldn't generally advocate more than 10 people in a classroom. I think it's important part of the process that all the students get to contribute and get to practice. So if you start getting bigger numbers, it becomes self-defeating, really. So yeah, it's important, very important. We would love to roll Kellen Method out into high schools and different types of learning situations, but we know that It's not going to work if you're trying to teach big numbers. So it's important that we keep Kalam method confined to the areas that we know it's going to be the most effective.
Mm-hmm. Well, great. I think I have a pretty elaborate picture, and probably the viewers of this video as well. Is there anything that we haven't talked about that is really important to mention?
Well, I think the important thing to mention is Kalam method is growing because it's successful. And if you are the owner of a language school, it's definitely something worth considering, because it's a different approach to business. And there are a lot of advantages that it offers, which you don't get through traditional language learning. And I could talk forever about it, but I think we have covered the most important issues there. And all I would say is, if anybody would like to talk to me about Kalam method in terms of growing a business, or wants to talk to the people who write the books or the people who train the teachers, we're a very accessible group of people, and we're happy to talk to anybody at any time.
Great. Where can I find?
And that includes you, of course.
Thank you. Where can I find a school nearby?
Well, the way to find a school is to go onto the Kalam website, and when there's a find a school section in the website, and you just put your country in and your city, and you'll see where the nearest accredited school is.
What's the Kalam website?
www.kalam.co.uk.
Great. That covers it. Thank you
very much
for the
interview. Well, thank you for your interest and your time, and look forward to speaking with you again.
Me too.
All the best.